Well, that's a beating charge.
I'm trying to look, mate. There's currently reduced video audio quality due to network conditions. I can't connect to see the stream, mate.
I can see it very clearly.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you able to watch it?
No.
Yes. I'm not John. Okay.
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 Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, 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 yes.
Now, look at this. So we're just making a comparison here.
A lot of some kind. Oh.
So this is coming out of a beating heart. All right.
All right.
Just the misery of it all. I mean, the last 3 weeks I've looked after three people under 30. On Friday I looked after a guy who died suddenly, and he had a post-mortem. So we were kind of waiting for a sudden death in a youngster that had a post-mortem to take a closer look. Now, the post-mortem process, I don't know if you're aware or not, but they basically take all the organs out and they do whatever they need to do with the organs, weigh them, take slides and blocks, and then they put them back in a bag, and the bag is put back in the cavity, sometimes with the brain, and then they sew the cavity up. Now, obviously, the arterial system in that person has been compromised, so you can't do a traditional embalming. It's quite invasive. So you have to open the cavity, take the organs out, and source the individual arteries that have been severed. So the ephemeral arteries down both legs, the radial ones down the arms, and the carotid to both sides. And it was straight away the embalmer saw all this crap hanging out of this person's arteries. And I'm going to hold it up. This is a glass of formaldehyde with just some of that were pulled out of the arteries to get the pump in, because it was blocking. I don't know if you can see it very clearly. Let me turn the background blur off 1 second. Background.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so that should be better. So you can see there.
Definitely.
This. Wow. Yeah.
Daria, are you looking at this?
So yeah, you see the thick one here. This one here came out of the aorta, from the heart. They take the shape of the vessels that they're growing in totally, and they gradually fill the vessels as they grow. And these, obviously, that's what's killed him.